You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. It seems like I've been the cause of a lot of wash day arguments lately.
You certainly have.
Well, but really, I don't...
Did you or did you not say does everything in the wash?
Well, sure, I said does is a new kind of soap for all three kinds of wash.
Oh, ridiculous. How can this one soap get grimy towels white...
And dirty work shirts clean.
And still be really safe for my fussy rayon slips and nicer colored washables?
But that's the whole idea of does. Why, you'll get lots more wear out of those rayons and nicer colored things by using this new soap, because Dove is lots safer for those precious colors. In fact, they stay bright far longer with Dove than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know, this extra safety is important now when you want such clothes to last as long as possible.
Yes, I've heard they're going to be hard to replace.
Sure. That's why now more than ever you need the extra color care Dove gives you.
Well, what about my white pieces?
Say, if it's whiteness you want, Dove will suit you to a T. Because no soap made gets clothes whiter than Dove. Why, your towels and sheets will come out so gleaming white you'll be proud of them. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Dove gives you.
And you say it's grand for greasy overalls, too?
Sure. Dove will get them wonderfully clean, without any hard scrubbing, either. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Well, this does certainly sound different, all right.
Of course, even the suds are different.
Well, how's that?
You'll find Dove makes stacks more suds in your machine. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So treat yourself to a new kind of wash day with this really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for Dove, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Sammy Goldberg has to make up his mind. He has to decide whether to let his feelings take the reins. For he faces a very contrary situation in the person of pretty Emma, who works at the Goldberg house. Of course, Emma is more than a mere servant. She's Uncle David's protege, Molly's protege, Jake's protege. And this protective, sympathetic screen of affection is what makes Sammy's position so difficult. He despises Emma for her little tricks, for the way she attaches herself to people and flatters them, for her play at naivete and innocence. And yet when she stands in front of him, when she looks at him, well, the other day, before he knew it, she was in his arms. But now Sammy, with Mikey's help, is trying to get out of the situation. And the hayride is his chance. Despite what Jake and Molly have said, Sammy is definitely not taking Emma. And Mikey has backed him up. But Molly... well, listen.
Mikey, more toast?
Yeah, please.
Sammy, you?
No, thanks. No.
David! Where did you wander right in the breakfast table?
If I wandered, it's because I had to wander.
Oh, all right, darling. So wander, dear. No toast for you, huh, family?
No.
Rosie, where are you with the hayride tickets?
You told me to put them away.
Oh, excuse me. Are you so doing?
Yes, ma'am.
That's nice, darling. That's nice. Toast for you, huh, my dear?
Yeah, please.
Here, all right. Take the toast, and I got to fix something else inside.
Emma, I don't want you to do that.
Do that? What of it, Sammy? Tell your mother she may be dear darling Emma to her, but if she doesn't get her out of here, there's going to be trouble.
Did you ever try telling your mother something that she...
Well, just tell her you don't like having Emma around.
Oh, yeah? You don't know my mother. There'll be more questions than answers.
Why, Sammy, don't you like
her? She's a girl alone.
Tell her you're a boy alone, too.
There's no telling what she can tell my mother if I start something now.
Why? Because you kissed her? Is she the only girl you ever kissed, Sammy?
She's the only girl I ever kissed that I didn't want to kiss.
Him, I kiss you. Oh, give me a chair. I'm going to swallow a cup of coffee also. Emma, dear, Bob, why don't you swallow a glass of milk, huh? She looks so bad, Emma. Don't know why she looks so bad and so pale. Rosalie?
Yes?
Where are you?
What,
Ma? Here, darling, here. Swallow your half a glass of milk. You didn't finish
it. I don't want it, Ma.
You don't want it? I want it. So you have nothing to do at the moment, huh?
No.
So go and help Emma. Go, dear. She's washing. If not, let the dishes dribble.
No, I'll try them.
With your hand that you hurt, Mikey.
You keep away from Emma.
Why?
Jealous?
Yes.
That's good. Why?
He told Emma that she was pretty.
Well, Emma is pretty.
Well, I'm pretty, too.
Not with that pug nose, you're not.
What's the matter with my nose?
Go wipe.
My nose?
No, the dishes. What did you do with the hayride tickets, Rosalie?
I put them away.
Yeah? And, Rosie, if you're going in Tampa now, don't say too much about the hayride. You hear, darling? Because if she's not going, then she'll feel bad.
Why, well,
she's not going because I'm not going to take her.
Did I say, Samuel, that you should take her? It's not for you to take her.
After all, Mrs. Goldberg.
I know, Mikey, I know. I know. Do I mean? Do I mean to take her? Do I mean to take... You have to wrap her around and take her and put her in the basket and take her. I mean, after all, it's only because there's an extra ticket. Because of an extra ticket. Give me the sugar, please, Mikey.
Yeah,
dear.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Only that is an extra ticket.
Ma, please.
All right, family. If I was going, only I can't even pick myself up to sit on a wagon. How would I get up on a wagon? Especially a hayride wagon. A hayride is for younglings. For youngsters. You're not finishing your toast, Mikey.
Well, I've had all I want, thanks.
You had all you want? Then yeah. I'll take a nibble. Yes, dear, pass me a nibble.
Yeah, here you are.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Rosalie?
Yes?
Come hither a minute.
Yes, Ma.
Come hither, dear. Come hither. Who's going with Luella Willoughby, Rosalie?
I don't know, Ma.
Oh. You're not taking Luella, huh, Summer?
Nope.
Oh. You didn't ask anybody? I mean, for the four ticket?
Nope.
Emma doesn't even want to go, Ma.
You asked her?
She told me.
When?
Just now.
Oh. What? Go right. Go right. No. To be young and not to have fun. I mean a hayride. How many hayrides are there in one life?
Ma.
I'm not saying to you, Sammy. I'm not saying. I mean, do I want you to take Emma to the hayride? I'm asking you to take. That's not the point. The point is, Mikey, darling, listen. There'll be young people. Mary Foote's brother-in-law, he's a young widow. And he's exempt from the army because he's physical fit and he's a wonderful man. Wonderful man, a big farm, plenty of war bonds, and he's comfortable. For me to ask Mary Foote plain out, I mean, how would it look? But if on the hayride, I know he's looking for a wife. If Emma could meet somebody, I mean, he's got a wonderful dairy farm. All his cows give. And he's got nearly 80 heads. Jerseys and Guernseys and Holstein heads.
Oh,
and
who's got heads?
Bruce Hanley. 80 heads he's got, David.
Oh, 80 that's heads. A man.
80 heads.
Well, 80 heads. Tell me, Molly, is it decided who's going on the hayride?
We're deciding now, David.
Oh, well. You decide, and I'll toddle along.
All right, toddle, dear, yes. Toddle. Where are you going, David?
I like to walk in the morning.
Oh.
Morning.
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 Not too far, David.
Ma.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yes.
Stop talking about the hayride.
Why?
Emma can hear every word.
Well, what did Emma heard? Did she heard me say about Mary Foote's brother-in-law, the widow?
The widower, Mark.
Boy, that'd be like you said that she heard the widower.
No, but...
But what? What did she heard? I'll give her one ticket and she'll go, and that's all. Why does anybody have to take her?
Well, she won't go unless she's asked.
She won't go till she's asked? She said so?
Yes.
Well, nobody is going to ask her. I'll ask her.
Let me. I'll take the phone.
Nobody's going to ask her, so she'll go nevertheless.
What's the matter, Rosie?
Nothing.
Yes? Yeah? The four tickets movie we had. Yes. Well, 1 minute, Mary. 1 minute. Where's the tickets, Rosalie?
I put them away.
Where did you put them? I need the numbers on the tickets. I have to give Mary for the numbers on the tickets for the raffle.
All right, I'll get
them. 1 minute, Mary, dear. Mary, is your brother-in-law going on the hayride?
Are you sure you gave the tickets to me?
1 minute, Mary. 1 minute. You don't know where you put the tickets?
Why?
Sammy, tell Mary put the hold. I'm looking for the tickets.
If Emma must go on that hayride, Sammy, I'll take her. You don't have
Sammy,
to go.
Go in the kitchen and see if Rosie put the tickets in the fruit bowl. Maybe Emma knows where the tickets are.
You want me to go?
No, I'll go.
Wait a minute. Now tell Emma I'm taking her.
Sammy, are you asking Emma if she saw the tickets?
All right, Ma. Okay.
Tell Mary to hold on the phone.
Yeah, all right, I will. Hello. Mrs. Goldberg is looking for the tickets. Yeah, please.
Sammy.
Sammy's in the kitchen.
We have them. We found them.
Your mother found the tickets, Sammy.
The next time, Rosalie, the next time, if anything, so give the tickets to me.
Sammy.
And after all, why should you do that? If you gave the tickets to me, I would put it in my pocketbook and finish them, that's all.
Sammy.
I told him I found them. I found them, Sammy. Hello? Mary? Yes.
Yeah. Sammy.
Yeah, I got them. I found
Did you tell
them.
Emma I was taking
Give me the numbers, Rosalie, yes.
Did you tell Emma I was taking her?
Yeah.
No.
What's the difference?
Two,
I'll take her.
2-4-6-2-3-7-5-3-8-5-3-2.
And this girl, whom Sammy kissed when he wanted not to, and this girl whom Sammy doesn't want to take on a hayride, this girl he doesn't want to be involved with at all, this girl merely waits, and Sammy gives in. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day, but there's no need to make matters worse by using those halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here. Yes, Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Why, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands the extra care you get with Does. Yet you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster. Does cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, just let those busy suds tell you how really new and different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow we learn, as Sammy learns, how dangerous it is to give in when something tells you to stay away. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.